Welcome, Kathleen Pearl here. This is called Fire Spirit Wonder Woman. Sort of all over the topic map here, but or the Dance of Fire or Signs of Wonder Woman. I'll start with a couple of scriptures later after I relate the dream I had. I believe it was a week ago from today, which is June 14th, so it must have been June 7th, 2017, and it was quite a humdinger. And in this dream, I was walking outside in a city. It was in the Middle East, and I was with a pastor, a man. He was an Arabic, Middle Eastern type. Dark skin, dark hair. He was quite corpulent. He was heavy. He was fat. And he was a pastor. I knew he was a pastor. And we sort of had this relationship, and we were talking and discussing things, and we went into what was a church. The church was not an ornate church. It wasn't Roman Catholic or Greek Orthodox or Russian Orthodox, etc. It was very plain, Protestant, non-denominational, charismatic, something like that. It was nondescript. There was no ornamentation. The one thing it did have was pews. But the walls were white. There was just a cross in the front. And we sat in the pew. And this man told me, sit down. And I sat down, and he tried to put shackles and chains on my ankles and on my wrist. And I knew that he was treacherous, and he was betraying God. He was betraying the Word of God and the counsel of God. Now, I don't know this man in the natural. This is not like anybody I know at all. It is a type. He is a type, a spiritual type. And after the service was over, he was going to take me and imprison me. He was going to put me in a prison where I would not be able to function. I stood up. I felt the Holy Spirit said, stand up. So I stood up in the midst of the congregation, and I began to denounce him as a counterfeit authority. And I denounced him that he had treachery and betrayal according to the counsel of God's word. And as I exposed him, I knew that when I left the service, I would not be put in prison. I would be set free. I would be at liberty. I raised my hands in worship and began to worship God Almighty. And I worshiped him and worshiped, and the more I worshiped him, the Spirit of God came on me in waves of fire, undulating fire. And I began to look at my feet, and I had some tap dancing shoes on. And I began to do the most fiery tap dance. And it was worship. It was a dance of worship, and my feet were the center focus of what was happening in the dream. And I tapped my way down to the end of the pew. The man just stood there with his mouth open looking at me, and went to the end of the pew, where as I continued to worship, suddenly I was dressed in a flamenco outfit with flamenco shoes and began to do a wild and fiery flamenco dance. And the focus was my feet and the shoes that were on my feet, the flamenco shoes. And I woke up, and I was like, wow, what was that about? As I prayed through with several other intercessors, the revelation began to unfold more and more, that this man was a type of male bondage, and it was part of the curse. Although he was a pastor and whatever, he was trying to shackle me and chain me to his ministry and imprison me. And he told me to sit down. He was trying to rule over me. Now, in Revelation 3:15, it says, I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed, and he shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. And to the woman he said, I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception and pain. You shall bring forth children. Your heart's desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you. This is the curse from Satan. Now, Jesus came and set us free from the curse. There is neither male nor female. But I'll get into that a little bit more progressively as I unravel the dream and the instructions and the scriptures that were given. This is concerning. Now, this is the first prophecy of the Messiah, by the way. In all the scriptures, it's here. And also the curse over the Satan. And Satan is cursed, believe me. He is cursed. And we need to remind ourselves what his curse is, that we not participate in it. But we can facilitate the Lord's binding with authority that he has given over that darkness and that lying spirit. And this curse, the reason this man was Middle Eastern is because this is where the curse began, and the garden was in the Middle East. And this is a spirit that is over men in the Middle East, even Jewish men, Muslim men, Christian Arab men that come out of Muslim cultures. ISIS is the magnitude of the satanic revelation of this. Let's see. And it's also over the intellectual, high control ministry paradigms that operate in the Roman Catholic Church and also in the Western churches. If you God has called you to ministry, it's very difficult to do a ministry in these cultures and subcultures. All right. What was the antidote? This man was going to shackle me. He wanted to enslave me to himself. And that he would rule over me and I would be his, you know, milking cow or donkey or whatever. He was going to try to harness me and my gifting under his direction and imprison me. He was going to try to imprison me. And the way out was to stand up in the middle of the congregation and to denounce him and expose him and speak the truth concerning the matter. And this is what I'm going to attempt to clearly elucidate for all of our benefits, including mine, that I might press and you might press on, because to the goal of the high calling in Christ Jesus, forgetting the things that are behind and laboring to enter into the destiny that God has for you. Not that man or man's systems or their understandings under the curse have put, because this is a very, very large issue in these final closing out of this age. Why? Because the woman, as it says here, will be instrumental in the spirit of Jesus operating in and through her, the woman being the bride. Or as it says in Revelation 12, the woman in with the stars over her head and the moon under her feet and the sun on her shoulders, the woman, the church. Satan is trying to subjugate and imprison the church as a type, a very simple, unadorned church. And the way out was to worship the cross. The only adornment was the cross, a plain wooden cross on white walls. And to speak up, to stand up and boldly speak the truth of the treachery and betrayal over the work of the cross and the work of the Holy Spirit in the lives of men, women, and children. There's neither male nor slave, Greek nor Jew, free or bond. There's neither male or female, slave or free, Greek or Jew, in Christ. It's by one spirit. One spirit, this operative. Okay, let's look at the shoes. The shoes were the feet. This is the most important aspect. It was focused on the feet. Why? How lovely on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news. How beautiful on the mountaintops that our feet be shod with the gospel of peace. the gospel of shalom, that we walk in peace, that we walk in evangelism. Evangelism is a whole other issue. Also, evangelist means a messenger of angelos, a messenger or angel, or also it could be a messenger of fire, denotes a preacher of the gospel. Evangelize, to proclaim glad tidings, and evangelion, good news, gospel. Evangelist, it says here that missionaries are evangelists as being essentially preachers of the gospel. And my feet were the main focus. I was sent. I had lovely shoes on. And the first dance, and it was very fiery dance, was a tap dance, which comes out of the blues and jazz tradition of the United States of America. That's where tap dancing evolved from, that expression. And I began to realize that the African-American community and their people, where they came from, their ethnicity, that there was going to be a great move, and God was sending fiery evangelists to the African-American community, and that they will be sent back to their cultures in Africa. And this has begun to happen, by the way, in Nigeria, in some of the Roman Catholic churches. There's a move, a charismatic move of fire among the Catholics, which we have been praying for quite lengthily and for many years. And as I moved to the left, my feet were clad in flamenco shoes and a flamenco dress, and it was very fiery. Flamenco dancing actually comes from the Andalusian part of Spain, and it was centered on Spain and the Spanish-speaking countries, which were also heavily under the influence of Roman Catholicism, that there would be a move of evangelism, a fiery evangelism, and God was going to send out many with the good news. In his church, the woman is the church. The woman is Revelation 12. The woman is a church that has Christ in her, that births Emmanuel, God with us, by the Holy Spirit. And this is as I began to worship. As the church begins to worship and keeps her focus on the cross, the centerpiece of the gospel. Woe to me if I preach any other gospel except for Christ and him crucified. Because this is the centerpiece of heaven, the lamb slain from the foundations of the throne. I saw one on the throne who looked like a lamb slain from the foundations of heaven. Because the blood of Jesus, the slaughtered lamb, the cross, is the throne room centerpiece. And we will not go to prison. We will not be put in bondage by this ancient lie that tries to enslave us and put us under the dominion of others. Why? Because we're under the headship of Jesus Christ. Now, well, I'm going to read some other scriptures here. I'm going to proceed ahead out of some different translations to break this down into finer detail in the next segment.